Love often finds us when we're least prepared for it. For Cassie, a third-year occupational therapy student who just lost her job at a children's hospital, taking a live-in nanny position is purely about survival. With homelessness looming and her tiny studio apartment soon unaffordable, the $4,000 monthly salary plus room and board in an exclusive neighborhood seems like a miracle. But when she meets her new employer, Aiden Reed, an executive chef with striking heterochromatic eyes and a commanding presence, she realizes this job will test more than her childcare skills. Their first meeting crackles with electricity, despite Cassie's embarrassing entrance, dropping her suitcase and spilling practical cotton underwear across his immaculate porch. Inside his designer kitchen, covered in pancake batter from a failed breakfast attempt with his 9-year-old daughter Sophie, Aiden appears both intimidating and endearingly human. As Cassie helps salvage breakfast, showing Sophie how to measure flour while teaching Aiden the secret to fluffy pancakes, it becomes clear she fills gaps in their lives they didn't even know existed. Yet professional boundaries blur dangerously from the start. Cassie catches Aiden watching her during morning coffee. She finds herself lingering in the kitchen when he cooks dinner. Their shared glances across the dinner table, accidental touches while washing dishes, and late-night conversations build towards something neither expected, a connection that feels both impossible and inevitable. 9-year-old Sophie Reed, having lost her mother Rebecca to a stroke nearly a year ago, has withdrawn and driven away 3 previous nannies. Cassie's approach stands out. She treats Sophie with respect while maintaining clear boundaries. When Sophie tests her by demanding batteries without saying please, Cassie playfully threatens to make borscht instead of pizza if Sophie doesn't help with lunch. Their relationship develops through cooking together, bookstore visits, and beach sandcastle building. "I miss Mom when Dad works late," Sophie eventually confides. Rather than making excuses for Aiden's absence, Cassie encourages Sophie to express her feelings directly to her father, empowering her and fostering emotional intelligence. What makes their connection special is Cassie's understanding of Sophie's needs. When Aiden notes that Cassie might be the only person in this city who has a real shot at handling my daughter, it signals her approach is beginning to heal both father and daughter. The comfortable rhythm of their new family dynamic shatters when Cassie makes a shocking discovery. During a late-night conversation, Aiden reveals a heart-shaped burn scar from culinary school, the exact story told to Cassie by A, a man who once watched her OnlyFans channel as Cece before vanishing. The realization is devastating. Her boss is the same person who watched her most intimate moments. She's developed genuine feelings for both Aiden and Sophie, but fears revealing her identity will destroy everything. What makes this twist compelling is how it reverses typical power dynamics. Rather than an employer holding power over an employee with a scandalous past, both have secrets. Aiden doesn't know Cassie is Cece, yet he's been fantasizing about his daughter's nanny. "Would you want some woman you saw naked and then cyberdumped living in your house?" her friend Wanda asks bluntly. This question crystallizes Cassie's fear, not just of judgment, but of Aiden disappearing again. Both Cassie and Aiden struggle with self-sabotage from past wounds. Cassie's childhood as an unwanted daughter left her believing she's fundamentally a burden. When she's unavailable during an emergency, she tries to remove herself from their lives despite her deep feelings for Aiden and Sophie. "I don't want to be someone's burden. Not again," she confesses. By leaving first, she maintains control and avoids facing the possibility they might keep her despite her perceived flaws. Aiden's self-sabotage manifests as workaholic tendencies and emotional guardedness. Though he loves Sophie, his fear of failing her as her primary caregiver leads him to retreat into work rather than risk making mistakes. "I'm trying my best," he admits when Cassie points out that Sophie misses him, revealing his fear that his best won't be sufficient. Their healing comes through vulnerability. When they share their painful pasts and insecurities, they create space for each other's needs. Their courage to be vulnerable becomes the foundation for a love strong enough to withstand their fears. The attraction between Cassie and Aiden evolves organically, with their first kiss occurring after Cassie arranges birthday flowers for Sophie, showing Aiden's appreciation extends beyond desire to gratitude for her thoughtfulness toward his daughter. Their dynamic refreshes through playfulness. When Aiden challenges Cassie to a frisbee match with a seductive wager, their chemistry feels authentic rather than performative. Their banter creates a relationship where desire and laughter naturally coexist. Their intimacy includes vulnerability alongside passion. Discovering Cassie's disappointing past experiences, Aiden's determination to prove her previous partner's wrong demonstrates care extending beyond physical satisfaction to genuine trust. When Cassie finally confesses her CC identity from OnlyFans, Aiden responds not with judgment, but relief they found each other again. This transforms potential shame into shared history, showing true intimacy comes from the courage to be fully known by another. This story explores how we form families of choice and the healing that comes from finding people who love us despite or even because of our imperfections. Each character carries wounds: Aiden's guilt over past absence, Sophie's grief and fear of abandonment, and Cassie's scars from parental rejection. Their connections address these specific wounds. Sophie asking Cassie to read bedtime stories creates new rituals honoring her mother's memory while building something fresh. When Cassie shares her neglectful childhood with Aiden, she reassures him that his imperfect parenting efforts matter deeply. Supporting characters enhance this theme. Wanda becomes Cassie's grandmother figure, while Aiden's former sister-in-law, Iris, evolves from antagonist to ally through their shared concern for Sophie. The climactic scene where Sophie runs away reveals their fear of being disposable. Cassie's return represents choosing family over self-protection. 1 year later, their chosen family has solidified, with Cassie passing her exams, Sophie thriving, and Aiden preparing to propose. Their circle now includes Iris with her new girlfriend and Wanda and Fred. The final thought, "We're just getting started," suggests that family building is an ongoing process of choosing love despite risks. Sometimes the greatest act of courage is simply allowing ourselves to be happy. For Cassie and Aiden, the journey isn't just about falling in love, but believing they deserve it. A universal struggle between wanting happiness and feeling worthy of it. "Don't you think you deserve to be happy?" Wanda asks Cassie, challenging her limiting beliefs. Similarly, Aiden confronts his sense of inadequacy about fatherhood. Their parallel journeys converge through mutual healing. When Aiden offers Cassie his whole damned life, he chooses vulnerability over self-protection. When she accepts, she finally believes she can have good things if she allows herself to have them. Their story reminds us that home isn't always where we start. Sometimes it's what we build together when we're brave enough to stay.